Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and I am very happy to be here tonight. My guest is Dr. Louis Toury, and he will be joining us in just a few minutes. He's an astrologer, calls himself a divine astrologer, and an astropsychologist, a very interesting individual. And I've actually heard him speak live, and he's been on our show once before, quite some time ago, and some people who follow our work will remember him. Anyway, I guess he was just on Coast to Coast fairly recently as well. He's someone who can predict a number of future events with accuracy, and I believe he has done so even perhaps to do with the recent earthquake in Japan. And we'll discuss all that with him. People that are listening will know, some of you, that we have a chat room, and I encourage you to go to our website and click on the live chat button, and then log on to the chat room where you can sort of chat during the show and also ask questions that I may ask the guest if we get a chance to do so. So that's a great way to communicate and sort of share with other people what's going on. And as I'm talking, I'm actually logging into the chat room right now. On top of it, we do have the opportunity to ask questions later on in the show using the phone, and those lines will call out towards the end of the show. There's a lot going on, obviously, with Japan, and we just did an interview with Dr. Bill Deagle last night, or I did, and Bill Ryan was attempting to join us, but we had a lot of technical issues right at the last moment. No idea why. Things were going very well earlier in the test during the day, but then that's what happens. And I did interview Dr. Deagle, however, at the very end, half of the discussion was erased. So we are going to do an offline interview with him because he has a lot of scientific and technical information about the fallout, the radiation situation, and the nuclear reactors in Japan, and it would be useful for people to hear the whole thing. So we'll be doing that in the next day or two and putting it out there as an audio file. It seems that live stream is not quite up to par yet in terms of handling the Skype situation, which is multiple people on video and being able to have everything work simultaneously. It seems to be fraught with problems, but we will sort of plow our way through. I did do an interview prior to that with Miriam Delicato, in which wasn't really an interview, it was more like a discussion, in which we talked about how to deal with the radiation issue from more than one angle, not only just in terms of taking things that are good for your health and can protect your body in theory, but also from a more spiritual angle. And that was a lot of fun, and a lot of people, I think, from the feedback I'm getting, appreciated it. And that's available on my Project Camelot TV channel, which you can find the link on projectcamelotproductions.com. Just look to the left and you'll see a new link there called Project Camelot TV. Okay, we're going to be right back after the commercial with Dr. Louis Toury.
Look around.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Up your head and you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone?
This is Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here tonight, and we are on the air, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Lewis Turry. Dr. Turry, are you there?
I am here, Karen. Thank you for having me, Anne.
No problem. Very happy to talk to you and to hear your take on some very important current events that are going on.
You bet.
So if you don't mind, just for the listeners who are not familiar with your work, could you give yourself a brief introduction? I've already given you something of an introduction, but I'm sure you could augment it with a lot more information in terms of your life path and how you got where you are. And people have been able to go to my website and link over to your website to see what you've got there. But if you wouldn't mind.
No, of course. Well, basically, I was born in the south of France in Provence, where Nostradamus was born. And while I have nothing to do with the prophet, I was born under the same stars and inherited a similar gift, put it this way. And when I was a child, I used to go to his house before they turned it into a museum, and it was locked, obviously. And I stole a few things, and I guess now I am cursed. I have some real thing from Nostradamus that are priceless. And over the years, I'm 61 years old now, of course, I have mastered his divine methodology and finally realized that his work was surrounding by the dragon, which happens to be, of course, the constellation of Draco, or what modern astrology is the new find, the constellation of fishes and the 13th sign. But it's not new. It's always been there, but modern astrology never used it. So I use that. I use the dragon to make my prediction. And the very latest one that I did, I give the exact dates, and I wrote a quatrain like he does, and I also give keywords where I said that a very famous person was going to die, and sad enough, Elizabeth Taylor died on the exact day and under the same energy that has also produced the Japan terrible earthquake and tsunami. So basically, this what I do is called astropsychology. Being a clinical hypnotherapist, I also understand the creative forces of the subconscious and the superconscious in time and space. And tonight I will give some information on what created the news. Again, I have to really make people aware that I am not a psychic. I don't actually predict anything. But I know that nature has a pattern. I know that the seasons comes back. I know the news comes back. So I have a perfect, unarguable, impeccable timing when it comes to make predictions. And as a matter of fact, I was many years ago asked by Pat McMahon, which is a very well-known TV and radio host right here in Phoenix, on his TV show. He was pretty skeptical, and he asked me to make a prediction, and I gave him the date. I cannot exactly remember then, but 2 weeks later, the Kobe earthquake happened exactly on the day, and he was very impressed, and of course he received so many telephone calls that I had to go back on the air with him. So I predict also the Asia tsunami, and of course the latest tsunami that transpired. I gave the exact date, and I wrote again a nasty quatrain. The quatrain that I wrote was very obvious when I said ugly face of death, drama, horror, surface, nature, man's religion, bloody folly, rain. These type of words are very obvious, but when you have famous death, when you have death new, it's very obvious that I could smell it. And sad enough, the very first 7.2 earthquake was also predicted in the dates that I offer, in the window that I offer, and I knew that was going to lead to the terrible Japan earthquake and the tsunami that have killed millions of thousands of people.
Right. So are you saying that you also predicted the 9.0 quake in Japan?
Yes, this is why George Norrie invited me, because I signed any time I have a set of dates and I know that something bad is going to happen, I usually sign him and the entire staff of Coast to Coast dates. But, of course, I was not on the schedule before the event, but he had the dates. I gave him the dates, so he remembered, and he decided to invite me. And the first thing Joel said was very, very endorsing about my work. It was that I hit that earthquake dead on the nail, so to speak.
Okay, and can you explain, when you get this information, how you get it, how did you arrive at that conclusion about the upcoming, or I'm sorry, about the quake that already happened in Japan?
All right.
You have you follow the tail of the dragon on the astrological chart of Japan. Is that how you do it?
Well, let me first emphasize that I developed this software, the same type of software that NASA uses to send the shuttle. But unlike the scientists, I recognize that the planets have a divine essence. They are the reflections of God's will, and they are part of the universe. And while these energies are very subtle and very mysterious, they command every human being and all the affairs, and not to forget, of course, natural disasters. So how it works, first of all, I have discovered four very specific energies, which I call the moonic energy, the plutonic energy, the uranic energy, for the time being. And each time over the years that I have laid down those windows, something related to the planets transform into the news. But let me give you an example. I'm going to ask all the audience to get their pen ready, because I'm going to give the next uranic window, like I did last night on my radio show, and also in all the radio shows that I did so far since George Norrie, including yours. So the dates are March 28, 29, and 30. I repeat, March 28, 29, and 30. Now, on those days, and of course the 29 is the focus point, so the energy can be the day before, the day after, okay? That's a uranic window. Now, Uranus is a Greek god that controls the sky and is responsible for the sudden release of energy that translates into anything related to Uranus. Now, Uranus control the cosmos, nukes, anything that's weird, shocking news, surprise, explosion, lightning, humanitarianism, discovery, earthquake, volcano, tornado. It rules NASA, aeronautics, technology, UFOs. So that is the planet that regulates the new age of Aquarius, that regulates the future of mankind. Now, this planet will be in charge of March 28, 29, and 30. And the quatrain that I have for those days is entrails, upset, speed above, red fire, wind to dance, stars command, shock science, calm deception to strike. This is the type of energy that I translate from the identity of Uranus, which will be running those 3 days. Like the one that we have today, which is ruled by Pluto, the planet of death, that takes police officers, that takes famous people away, this planet of secrets, this planet of terrorism. Every news is different, but they take the colors of the planet that regulate the affairs ruled by this planet. Do I make sense to you?
Yes, and I do have some background in astrology, so I do understand what you're talking about. However, are you saying you were relating to today has to do with the plutonic energies? You mean today, the 23rd of March?
Yeah, well, today, the window that I had was March 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Again, I made a collection of what happened during these windows, okay? And it's all well distributed, it's well condensed on my website, and I cannot remember all the drama that took place on those 3 days. But it takes someone to get steady to build cosmic consciousness. It takes someone to understand the dynamics of how the celestial family manifests itself, and which happens to be, of course, the cosmic code, jurisdictions of God's will. One must understand the dynamics. For example, that the 12th sign of the zodiac are nothing else than a representation of the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel. So when you look at an astrological chart, or when you're looking at your watch, you are looking at an astrological chart. There is so much information that is available to science, but science is looking down, and there is nothing else that they cannot uncover looking down, because they now know how faults operate. They understand through the science of geology that what created an earthquake and the friction of the platonic plates, this is all scientific stuff which is understood and which is mastered, and that's its limit. Now, as the astrogeologist of the future, okay, which is a different generation, which is much more spiritual than the one in power presently that makes the science and the government and all these religious lunatics, this generation or the astrologists of the future will realize, again, through some of my work, obviously, to look above into the stars where the manifestation of what's taking place on this dense physical world starts in this design. But nobody has ever taught any geologist or astrophysicist the structure of the universe outside of their five human senses. So they cannot comprehend
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I hear you, and I appreciate that. But when you described what you think is going to happen to during the 28th, 29th, and 30th,
yes.
What you seem to be talking about something coming from the stars, from what I can tell in your quatrain, and that's it's rather obscure. And I'm just wondering, what are you seeing in terms of sort of geophysical events, something of that nature? Or are you seeing something different?
Well, Uranus rules the sudden release of energy, shocking news, electronics, yes. Avionics. It rules anything that is directly connected with its rulership. So once you understand a planet and its rulership, you can translate the news because.
But you also are able to go into Japan's chart, are you not? And,
oh, yeah,
and to compare compare how it's going to be affected by that Uranic window.
Right. First of all, you have to realize that Japan is it has the tail of the dragon in the sign of Aquarius. Japan itself is Aquarius in a very big way, but it's on the dragon's tail. This is why it was fated for these islands, by God's will, to be born and to operate right there in the Ring of Fire on the most disturbing platonic plates. Tectonic plate, excuse me. Japan is reflect also the sudden release of energy through their action in the war zone, in the wartime, by doing what they did to Pearl Harbor. That was shocking. And then Japan is also the only and first country in the human history that has experienced nuclear exchange above Nagasaki and Hiroshima. These are not accidents. There is absolutely no accident in anything. There is just circumstances coming from the cosmic code that science and a normal human being or humanity has not yet uncovered. It's very easy once you have built enough cosmic consciousness and you understand past the physical manifestation what those energies mean. You
yes,
have to
absolutely.
Remember,
okay,
we are so children of the stars. Everything
yes.
that once upon the time was above.
But I am wondering, so if you were to look at that window and you're to look at Japan as being at the dragon's tail of Aquarius, and then in what direction does the energy of Japan go? Does it go up to the head of the dragon with the head of the dragon?
Tail, the tail.
Leo,
Japan was born with
Leo is governed by fire, and
right.
therefore...
Well,
it's possible that that we had an event that involves fire. Is that
how exactly? Japan has the tail. Japan is already marked, okay, by the nature of the things, by the celestial nature of things. Japan is marked to, and on top of that, Japan constitution was in April, which makes Japan also an Aries country like Germany, and that's why Japanese are warrior. Japanese people are ingenious. Japanese people are genius in some ways. You have to remember that the best electronics of all time came from Japan, which happens to be again regulated and controlled by Uranus, the lord of electronics, the lord of the future, the planet
yes.
who regulates the geniuses.
But now the problems are nuclear, and that's ruled by Pluto, isn't it?
No. Uranus rules the sudden release of energy and nuclear explosion. The sudden release of energy means explosion.
I see.
Now, but you cannot separate anything from a soup. You got plutonium, you have uranium, and so everything is combined together. But each Pluto rules more the death principle and the rebirthing principle. Pluto takes a worm in the water and transform it into a butterfly. So it is a planet more of transformation than sudden release of energy that is controlled by Uranus, put it this way. While Mercury, the Greek god, described with wings on the back of his heels, happens to be the messengers of the god and the god of communications. So each god in the celestial family or each planet has a particular personality and a particular power that transcends into this dense physical world. But because I have been...
Okay, Dr. Turi, I believe we're supposed to go to commercial at this point. I hear that the music...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link. Look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at American Freedom Radio.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Turi all about the predictions that he made for the Japanese earthquake. Dr. Turi, are you still with us?
I'm with you, Carrie.
Wonderful. So I was wondering, in light of the predictions that you have made, how far in advance were you able to see these events in Japan, and what, if any, efforts did you make to communicate this information to anyone, even the members of the Japanese people?
Of course. Well, first, in my book, 2011 Moon Power, I have the exact date given, I have the windows, I have the explanation, and again, unless you have a copy of the book, you can only be skeptical, and I do have some people that have emailed me today in reference to my prediction of a very famous person to die today, and that was, of course, Liz Taylor. As far as advising the people, for weeks at a time, usually, like I'm taking, for those who just get to know me tonight, they have just a few days to investigate the date that I'm giving into the future, like I just offer you those dates. But I can go 2, 3, 10, 15, 100 years in the future, because it's all mathematics. I'm using a software that put the planets in position. I just translate those planets. It's very simple. Now, the big problem is that USGS or NASA, that I have sent them email, inaugural email, 3 or 4 days, because these people have a short memory, and where I mentioned, be ready on such a day and such a day. I gave 2 dates. Be ready for earthquake well above 6.5. And 3 days later, on those 2 days, a 7.2 and a 7.3 earthquake hit. And NASA, USGS, and all these people that we are paying a lot of tax received my email, and I have the proof, because everything is, of course, well documented in Dr. Turi's work. But they never, well, they would rather be cut dead than to work with me.
Yes,
imagine that.
Okay, now let me ask you this, because as we're looking towards the future now,
right,
it's very likely many intuitives, including myself, have seen that there will be another very large earthquake in Japan,
right,
not too long away from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wondering if you are seeing that, and also what you're seeing for New Zealand and for the New Madrid Fault.
Okay.
Can you talk about that?
Now, first of all, last year, on the 1st of January 2010, if you go to drturi.com and click on predictions, you would see that is the first thing I said in all my set of predictions. Well, before today, obviously, at the very beginning of the year, I prepared everybody for a very large earthquake. I even wrote about it, that the Earth and Trail would resuscitate themselves right under a city where it will be very difficult to help, because the total destruction, and it's all written there. And all of a sudden, everybody all over the United States, and I gave those dates, of course, on George Norrie many, many times over, then everybody is longing around my dates. The fact of the matter is that if you find anyone of, I am not challenging anybody, but there is only one person that has dated a well-documented predictions written in plain English that are not only on my website, but are being literally thrown all over major public websites. And as I said, because I'm on coast to coast, and many people have noted and realized that Dr. Turi's record of prediction is immaculate, they're picking up my dates. That's how it works. But of course, these people are not going to tell you that. But the only thing you can do is to ask those people to show you what the same thing that you have on the initial page where they read it, and then when you see their website where they're giving you those dates and they give the full explanation like you find in mine, then I would believe these people. Until then, You know, you have to be very careful on other people you're trusting with predictions, because there is just one thin air between divine information and pure imagination. And again, knowing my record of prediction.
I do understand.
Yeah.
However, there are, like I said, there is information out there about Japan. Now, I'm wondering whether or not this event that you're seeing in the next, the last 3 days of March is an earthquake event, or is this possibly another meltdown with to do with the nuclear reactor?
It could be this. It could be anything else. This is what I was trying to explain to George. You know, you, me, and all your listeners are paying tax. We are paying billions of dollars for USGS. The fact of the matter is, none of these educated scientists and their billions of dollars of our money will ever tell you when or where an earthquake will take place. At least Dr. Turi does the timing perfectly. But if these people are not willing to build their cosmic consciousness and give me an opportunity to check on the fault activity, okay, then there is no way them or me are going to make any progress. They have all, with our money, they have the opportunity to check on the fault activity, as I said earlier. When this very first earthquake hit in Japan, I give the exact date again, okay? If they had told me, Dr. Cherry, this is what we see that's going to produce, this is what we see, then I would go ahead and I would say, okay, now those dates, be very careful. And I picked the exact window for what happened in Japan again. And it's repetitive, it's constant, it's trustworthy. And again, you're going to be the judge of that by looking at the next set of dates.
But at this time, in terms of Japan, if you were to look a little further in the future, do you see anything positive going on?
Oh, absolutely. You have to understand, and that's where that's where the hysteria is coming from. First of all, Japanese people have had already a little bit more than a couple of nuclear stations blowing up, okay? Those people had two bombs on their cities. And what happened, okay, a few years later, everything is all gone normal. So you just have to understand that there is a big hysteria going on right now, because as of March the 4th, 2011, the tail of the dragon in Gemini that messed up communication, transportation, radio waves, this tail of Gemini is affecting the subconscious of the United States, and that translates by a bunch of people cruising the United States with a bunch of buses promising the end of the world, or people going crazy and losing faith and everything's going to die and we're going to breathe the nuke and we're all going to die. And it's very important to understand that why people behave and react the way like robots is because they do not know better. As far
I hear you, and this is very good. Are you familiar with Cliff High and his webbot predictions?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, that's okay. It's just that he does a different kind, sort of a more scientific, approach in terms of gathering data on the internet and then cross correlating it.
Has he been on Coast to Coast?
I think so. At any rate, I have interviewed him, and he's quite well known.
You have to understand, each time there is some, because of the state of the affairs of the world, okay, more and more people are listening to predictions, obviously. So, and on top of that, not only do I spread these dates all over the internet, on my website and on Coast to Coast, but also on your show. So I have to stand strong to make sure that people realize that there's too many people nowadays that are using the word windows, and they are very close, if not on my dates, the dates that I initially put in my books. And that is frustrating because a lot of these people, don't have cosmic consciousness, and they find any excuse behind their work. They don't have anything logic to work with. They don't have a software that I use, but they have the date that I put out there. So
yes, well, I understand that, but that's actually not the problem here.
No.
And I was just curious. Okay, so in terms of the future, though, you say that Japan will basically overcome the situation.
Of course.
What are you seeing in terms of the United States and in terms of the political situation as a result of where we are at this moment?
Well, again, I can only refer to my previous record, of course. Back in 2007, again, on the biggest network in the United States, I was the first one that mentioned America will have to go through a complete restructure of the economy. And God knows I was right. God knows we did suffer so much. I also very clearly, I don't know if you heard the show or read my books or my prediction, but I also said that there will be a full restructure of every and any government, abusive government. And I can go even further down the line in bringing you all the way back to 1995 with Art Bell, when I told him that everything that's happening right now in the Middle East, or a religious war, or the Middle East imploding, is nothing else than the end of the age of Pisces and the birthing of the age of Aquarius. And all this, again, if you go to my website, you can hear Art Bell and I speaking about prediction that I did in 1995. But it takes years for things to come to light. As far as America is concerned, the main thing is now the tail of the dragon. And I have to be redundant so people get it. The tail of the dragon is in the subconscious house of the United States, and that is creating an incredible hysteria where people are going to end up committing suicide, where people are going to go crazy. The tail of the dragon in Gemini affects anything and everything that works with communication and transportation. Now, it also deals with telephone and radio.
Which house, when you say it's in the house of the subconscious, which house are you?
The 12th house.
I'm sorry?
The 12th house.
The 12th house.
Yeah, last few years the tail was in the second house, the house of money of the United States. Now it's in the 12th house, the subconscious. It has been on the second house.
How long is it going to be there?
Pardon me?
How long will the tail be in the 12th house?
The dragon stayed between a year and a half to 2 years in one sign. In 1997, 1998, in 1999, he was in the second house of money. In 2000, sorry, because I'm losing it when I channel. Last few years, it has been on the second house of money of the United States, okay? And then it has been in the first house, which is the United States itself, and now he's moving into the 12th house because the dragon goes backwards. And people do not understand that what is happening to this country is coming from a higher order that is transcending from the universal codes. But people don't understand because they don't have the education. So all they can rely to is the talking heads out there that regurgitate their religious fears, or you have other talking heads that are leader in conspiracy theory, putting more mess, more dirt into the subconscious of America. The next thing you know, people are going completely berserk. And that's why
okay.
I said, stop.
And can you tell me, where is the tail of the dragon for Europe at this time?
The tail of the dragon is in one sign and affects the entire world. In Gemini. Gemini was communication and transportation. This is why a lot of big cities that are Gemini, that means Tokyo, Los Angeles, Paris, New York, where there is a lot of cars, a lot of communication, a lot of action, Gemini, okay, all of those cities are prone to get hurt by the tail of the dragon that will destroy the infrastructure. Exactly what happened in Japan. And Japan happens to be just the one just now. Now, who's next? That you got to ask either USGS, NASA, or God. I'm giving you the timing. And if NASA was to work with me, I'd give you the location. And that's what my problem is. And people don't understand
okay.
that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand. Okay, well, thank you for that. So if you were to look at the future for the United States in terms of it going through this situation that you're talking about, are you seeing civil war? Or are you say restructuring and the infrastructure dissolving? What do you see coming in its place? We'll have to be right back after this commercial.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Dr. Turi, and he is sharing with us his views of what may happen in the future using his astropsychology and his software that he is actually created, from what I understand. Dr. Turi, if you're looking at the United States at this time and you are seeing all the changes you're seeing, which many of us are obviously experiencing, what are you seeing in terms of the New Madrid Fault and the future of the United States?
Okay. All right. Now, first of all, if you throw something up, it's going to come down. Do you understand that? It's very simple. Now, America is at 6 o'clock in the morning. In the universal scheme of things, in the clock, America is at the bottom of the hour. It's a cycle. as much as America was in the top a few years ago, the cycle is now getting to this country because Vicious, the dragon, the serpent, whatever you want to call it, the new zodiac, if that makes sense to anybody listening to this show, is against this country for the time being, but is affecting not the money anymore, but the subconscious. I can only repeat and stay on my gun so you understand it. Now, as far as the future is concerned, I can guarantee you that because it's written in the stars. America is going to go right back. It's going to go right back to where it belongs because that's where it belongs, astrologically speaking. America was born the head of the dragon in Leo in the second house of money by birth. That's why America has always been seen as the most wealthier, powerful, leading country in the world. This is the identity. This is the UCI, unique celestial identity of the United States of America. But, you know, people can only relate to me, Carrie, because of their education, their intelligence, their experiences, and most of all, their UCI. So if they don't have the tools and they are loaded with fears, then they're going to be affected by the dragon even deeper. There is nothing to fear. The future is the reincarnation of the thought. And that brings me to make you aware now of the supraconscious in time and space. Now, you heard of the incredible, magical recovery of Congresswoman Giffords, yes or no?
Yes.
She was shot in the head. The next thing you know, this lady is surprising every educated doctor. Pretty much the same thing that happened to me when I had cancer, and I received millions of emails from all my supporters wishing me good luck. There is such a thing of energies that is not yet understood. There is an incredible power that comes from you being made at the image of God. So if you have been made at the image of God, you are a god or a goddess in training on this dense physical world where you are learning to control your thought process and build with it, constantly build. And I think I gave you that example, or maybe I did it in another radio show. If I was asking you or anyone listening to your show tonight, Carrie, to look at something, anything, okay? I'm looking right now at my coffee pot, my coffee machine, okay? What was that coffee machine 50 years ago, 100 years ago? Let's put something else in different perspective now. What was the city where every one of your listeners is today, right now? What was that city 2,000 years ago? Nothing. That means we, as human, are a little bit more complicated and a little bit more than a bunch of fleshes and bones stuck on this dense physical world. We have the essence of God. We have the essence of power. So, but yes. When you feed evil constantly and you eat the same regurgitating fears on a constant date, well, that compass going to show north. How am I going to change the compass? How am I going to change, help humanity to change direction? And make humanity realize that they have to be responsible and they have to start to think positive and not to give in to negativity. There is only two forces at work, up and down, black and white, the front, the back, God, devil, the yin and yang, positive, negative. It's a choice. And because humanity is not aware of it, they're constantly thinking. Now, as far as Japan is concerned, if you were living in Japan, Carrie, you'll be the first one to worry. Say, oh, my gosh, I'm sitting on a fold here. That thing is going to go. Well, guess what? Combine your fears, the superconscious does not know the difference between your fears or your wishes, and combine it with the fault activity under your butt, you are going to jump. And that's what it is. But
okay.
I'm passionate. I'm sorry, Carrie.
I understand. Okay. But to get back to the nuts and bolts of this reality, and I appreciate what you've just said, which is very, very good. And most of our listeners are part of Project Camelot. And if you've spent any time on our website, you will know that they are very interested in the idea of the superconscious, et cetera.
That's what it is.
But at this moment, what I'm asking you is, in terms of the United States, and the many predictions at this time in terms of the dying of the birds and various other signs that are happening, mm-hmm. there is renewed activity along the New Madrid Fault, as you may know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if there's any information that you've gotten that would tell us what might be going on over there.
Okay. First of all, you have to understand that 50 years ago, Karen, you had internet.
You're going to come back after this short break, and you can answer the question then. Thank you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Lead to control the all out.
Control is good.
5.
Roger, copy.
3.
Now 2.
1.
Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Turi. And we were just interrupted when I was asking you the question about the New Madrid Fault and also the situation within the United States and how we might be affected by any kind of an eruption in that area.
All right. Can you hear me,
yes.
Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I just need to go back in time here and make people aware that only 50 years ago, computers, internet, and cell phone did not exist. Now, if, and believe me, there have been trillions and quadrillions of earthquakes on this old Mother Earth. If an earthquake of a magnitude is the same one that is that was experienced in Japan, or even higher, took place 100 or 150 years ago, or even 50 years ago, chances are you will not know. Now, anything that takes place in a matter of a second because of the age of Aquarius, you got this on your plate. You got it on your nose right away. Okay? So that's
yes.
One thing you have to be aware, the amount of information that humanity is not used to handle. Mother Earth had millions, billions of earthquakes. Okay, now, in reference to your questions, I can only reemphasize that these type of questions are very pressing for the people because nobody wants to lose his life. If you live in Los Angeles or in the Ring of Fire or the Madrid Fault, of course you don't want to jump. But to these people, I said, use common sense. If you don't want any earthquake, just go on the moon. There is no earthquake there. Use common sense. If I was in Los Angeles right now, okay, knowing what I know, I would not stay in Los Angeles. Not because I'm predicting that Los Angeles is going to go under on the date that I give, but it's because you're living on a fault. If you are afraid of bears, what the hell are you doing in Alaska? Use common sense. Common sense.
Yes, but there are many places all around the earth, and if you look at all those different places, they often have things about them, whether it be earthquakes or volcanoes, or they may have bad weather around.
But it's nothing new, Carrie.
Or tornadoes, or whatever it is.
But
right?
Carrie, it's nothing new.
I understand. It's nothing
new.
Talking about New Madrid Fault has not erupted in since the 1800s, if I understand
okay.
it correctly.
Well, and then before that, it did. What I'm trying to tell you, Carrie, is this tale of the dragon is disproportional. It brings a hysteria into people. There is too much negative information. Let me emphasize it again. Too much dirt, too much evil feeding going on. You turn the TV on, you turn the radio on, the only thing you have is a mishandling of the cosmic code in time and space, and most of all, the mishandling of the superconscious in time and space. And the next thing you know, people do not understand that they are creating and the master of their destiny. Now, if you live on the Madrid Fault or under the Ring of Fire, you will jump. That's a given. You don't have to be Dr. Turi or a psychic, okay? Now, one thing you have to be more careful, though. Nowadays, you have people up a sudden that pop out of nowhere starting to tell you, you're going to jump on this day, on that day. And that's where you need to apply critical thinking and you need to go, wait a minute here, what this person is saying and does this person saying this as previously a serious, trustworthy record of prediction?
Okay,
that's what you do.
Okay. We will come back in a few minutes after this commercial for a much longer time.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Turi. Dr. Turi, just before the break, we were talking about possible predictions that you might want to make. And obviously you have the software. You've spent, a good part of your life doing these kinds of predictions and readings, if you will. Perhaps you prefer that terminology. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
For people, for individuals, you do work with some well-known personalities to chart, help them chart their way through their lives. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Yes, Karen.
Okay.
First of all, I want to mention that I'm a very passionate person, and I was born with the head of the dragon in Aries, which is very aggressive type of, it's like Germany, or it's a very aggressive type of energy, and my third house, or my communication gifts are into this Martian acting type of expression. So people sometimes misjudge my honesty, my speed, my strength, my direction, my fiery Martian spirit. They misjudge that and misplace it as being aggressive. So I want you to know that I am not being confrontational. I'm just being me. You understand
yes.
that?
No, I do understand,
good,
and
good.
I don't have a problem. My moon is in Aries, as a matter of fact, so I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Identify with this.
Oh, yeah. But let me put it this way, maybe if I use a different metaphor, you may understand me. There is a lot of people out there who would love, for example, to fly the shuttle, okay? In order to fly the shuttle, and I am a pilot, so I know, you have to know what the navigational maps are all about. You have to understand the very complexity of the electronics, and you have to understand the shuttle from A to Z. So if I ask any one of your listeners, even myself, what do I know about a shuttle? Okay, I know just how a wheel work because that's all I can comprehend. And when I am in your case, when you're asking me to give you simple answers, I wish Karen, Gary, that there were easy answers. Many times, every day, I get tons of email from people. Dr. Cherie, in 1 minute, to tell me a little bit about my life. Oh my gosh. If I'm not a psychic, you know.
I understand. There's no problem. Now, I want the listeners that if you have questions, this is the last 45 minutes of the show, and you may ask your questions in either the chat or you can call in. And some people are already holding Dr. Turi, so I'd like to take those calls if you are interested in.
You bet, Gary. You go.
Okay, great. And we have a phone number here for people who want to call in. It's 402-237-2525. So that's, again, 402-237-2525 for anyone else who wants to call in and ask Dr. Turi a question. And I'm going to bring on a caller from area code 805 and see if we can get them on the air. Are you there, caller?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Dr. Turi, this is Skylord.
Oh, how are you, Skylord?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for listening, sweetheart.
Thank you for coming on and telling everyone. I have a question, actually two. One is international and one is personal. I wanted to know when the tail of the dragon entered Gemini and how long it's going to be there.
Okay, we already covered that. It entered March the 4th. Okay, and we'll be there for about a year and a half. And if you have a copy of my book, Moon Power or The Dragon Personal Predictions, you will have all those answers in there.
Okay, and then for Leo, I was born 8/15, 1951, and you had alluded that things were going to get better for me in March. Could you please say a little something about that, how it's going to get better?
Well, basically, you have the head of the dragon moving in your fifth house of love, romance, creativity, and children. So this is the house where the dragon will promote you, providing, again, you socialize and understand that your friends bring about wishes. If you don't socialize, you cannot get to your wishes. That's how it works through the 11th house. So you probably will be forced to travel physically and spiritually, deal with foreigners, and a lot of Leos are there. As a matter of fact, two of my Leo lady friends are already pregnant. So they're going to create something, either a child or a book, or reevaluate their philosophy, but it's definitely a much better time for Leos, as the tail of the dragon is not affecting your subconscious anymore, at least on a personal level. Okay?
That is very good news. And
thank you.
Thank you
very much, caller. We're going to go to the next person then. So we have area code 416. You're on the air with Dr. Turi and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Dr. Turi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, my friend.
Hi there.
Okay, Carrie, I'm going to be very concise, and my question is for you. And Dr. Turi, this is not to detract from any of your work, of course. It's just that I've been, since the turn of the year, I've been meaning to get in touch with you, Carrie, in regards to so many questions that I have. And I mean, I just want to say very quickly that this is the only thing that I can say has relevance to my life, and I think maybe a lot of other young people out there who may be of a volunteer-type spirit. If you could, Carrie, if you could please tell me, in all of your experience having spoken now with all the legions and host of people from all the walks of life that you've spoken with, if you could give me your opinion about what you would know in regards to the process of the would-be or potential servicemen and women out there who may be listening and fans of yours who might be thinking of enlisting into the armed forces of the United States of America, if you could say, like, I mean, for example, myself, and this is very practical, everyday living stuff, because I'm not really into the just hand nuts and bolts, I'm a nuts and bolts kind of guy, because I'm a musician, and I thought, you know, and you're a performer, or at least a musician yourself, so I know that you must be, you know, struggling to get your music out there and trying to do what you can to just kind of survive. But when I was in New York, and I was born in the States and traveled through Europe, I thought to myself, I have the ability to join the Navy as a musician. And there's been so many people throughout the world of jazz who have done this. And I wonder, someone like Alex Collier, who had mentioned him and his constituents had advised against swine flu vaccines during the time of the epidemic, who had gone on to say that maybe they would permanently damage one's DNA. I can only imagine that if they would want to bump two-thirds of us off, or at least as per the Iron Mountain Report and all the other things that are, you know, facing that direction, could you give me your opinion?
Of course. Let me tell you right away, we're going to take the example of Christina, the little girl that was shot, that was killed. Remember the little Christina in Tucson? Okay, Christina was born with the tail of the dragon in the sign of Capricorn.
No, this is a question for Carrie.
This is a question for Carrie, if she could answer...
Because this is
a bit awkward because, you know, we have a guest and it's really more appropriate to direct your question to the guest.
But I can answer his question. Basically, the little girl was killed because she was born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, and these are the type of people that should never join the army or the navy or be remotely close to anything that is political. And again, that's one of the reasons why she was killed. Of course, you cannot say that to her parents, to her school teachers, to anybody who do not possess cosmic consciousness. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't have the stars that is endorsing God's will, you don't want to go in that direction. If you don't have the stars to be a police officer and you go and become a police officer, you're going to become corrupted and cost us millions of dollars, or you're going to get shot a week after starting your job. It's like if you're trying to go fishing and you have the tail of the dragon in Pisces, well, not only are you going to get no fish, but you're going to sink. You're going to drown. You know, there is no accident, just a misconception, a misunderstanding, and a lack of knowledge that brings people to do things or not to do things.
But let me say this to the caller, since they're asking me as well. Mm-hmm. Just thank you, Dr. Turi, because that's very, very good as well. I want to say that there's not enough information in this brief call for me to be able to tell you anything in regard to what you should do in your future, other than to say in general, okay? In general, if you go into the military, you are asking to be told what to do, to have most of your decisions made for you, okay? And at this time, there is a very dark cloud over the military and over the powers that be that are on the planet at this time. Therefore, you will be joining their ranks and working for the powers that be. And I would say that this is a time when they are actually losing power more than any other time. So whereas I think you can learn some very good skills there, and there are good people, some white hats in the military, and if you feel absolutely driven to do so, so be it. But if you're a musician, this is not the direction that you need to go necessarily.
I agree with you. That's common sense. However, I can only answer people for my own for my field of expertise, of course. So if he has the stars, he will be going to the army. And if he doesn't, and he does, he's going to pay the price, or we'll never be able to do so. As simple as that.
Okay. What sign are you? Just so
myself?
Since you're talking to Dr. Turi.
Well, I'm a Sagittarius. I was born in. Well, I'd rather not give too much of my personal.
No, just give me the year you're born.
I don't know about that.
That's no good. You can't expect to go places in life and being insecure in the air when we don't see you or when we don't know you. If I was that way, I would never be Dr. Turi. But as a Sagittarius, the head of the dragon is right on you. So he's feeling the push from the head of the dragon to travel. And the army or the navy is something that must have come up or has been in his mind for a while. He's just responding subconsciously to the dragon that wants him to go and travel the world. But I don't know if he's able to rationalize, accept it or not, because he's using his logic when I'm dealing with the archetypal realm of consciousness. So that's what my response to him is.
Okay. I would also say that you clearly want to do service to humanity, and there's many ways to choose to do that, and the military is not necessarily the best aspect or direction at this time, I would say. But you have to follow your inner dictates. No one can tell you what to do. Thank you very much, caller, for your call. I'm going to have to let you go here so that other people can take their turn.
Incidentally, Carrie, you are on Aries. Didn't you tell me that?
No, that's just my moon.
Oh, okay. Well, moon in Aries, so that drives you to emotional response to life. And Aries is very independent and born leaders, so you have a natural negative reaction to anything or anyone that tells you what to do, because you're born a leader physically, mentally, and spiritually.
That's true. Yes, that's very true. Okay, so we've got some other people. If you want to call in for Dr. Terry, we only have 20 minutes left on the air with him at this time. So we have open lines if you want to call in. Otherwise, I'm going to see if there's anybody in the chat room who wants to ask a question. Is there anything that you can tell people that, I guess, about Iraq and Iran at this time?
Exactly. The age of Pisces, which lasts 2,000 years, is at the end. And because the Middle East is a Pisces area, Pisces rules the oil, religion, and all the major religions were born in this specific part of the world. So being a Pisces area, this part of the world has to implode. It's something that I predict again on Art Bell in 1995, and you can hear a part of the show dedicated to that area on my website. So that is what's going on with the Middle East, but the Middle East doesn't mean that the energy is going to be confined just there. The age of Aquarius, the age of reason, the age of intelligence, the age of technology, the age of UFO, the age of humanitarianism, the age of true communication and education, the genuine side of humanity is finally taking over this age of deception, illusion, drugs, alcohol, anything that is deceiving, which is ruled by Neptune, the Lord of the Sea, is being removed from the earth as a higher order imposed by God. So the next few years is going to be very interesting.
Okay, so we are actually moving from the year from the age of Pisces into Aquarius.
Yes, and since 1945.
A good thing, ultimately a good thing.
Yes, since 1945, when America used Uranus by detonating for the first time a nuclear bomb. 1945, I think it's in the White Sands, New Mexico. That's when the age of Aquarius started, because again, Aquarius was the sudden release of energy and explosion. And humanity has made much more discovery and progress in less than 50 years than 2,000 years spent under the deceiving age of Pisces, which has created 875 different religions.
Yes, absolutely. Now, can you talk a little bit about China? Because how is China going to? Where's the tail of the dragon?
China is a Capricorn area with the head of the dragon right on the country. And that's why they're going up. China was at 6 o'clock many years ago, and now she's at 12 o'clock. It's lunchtime for China, and it's early morning for America.
Wouldn't it be Sagittarius?
Yeah, I'm talking about the chart of the country, so to speak. You have the universal chart, and that's something that I discovered with the dragon. When I do a reading, I give a dragon, personal dragon window date, which tells you 3 days, 6 days in the entire month, where you're going to be at your best or at your worst. One of my students won $500 in Las Vegas on those windows, and a lot of people who are not cosmic conscious travel, sign contracts, meet people, do things against the law, and of course their endeavors and even their life goes down the drain. So it's very important to understand and use your natal dragon, which again is that 13th sign or a new constellation through science vision, which happens to be very old, nothing else.
Okay.
Very old.
You saying when the person has their sun in a sign, is that the head or the tail of the dragon?
No, the head of the dragon is based upon the year that you were born. This gentleman didn't want to give it to me. There is more power in your dragon alone than the entire complexity of your astrological chart. So once you have the dragon, the natal dragon, because you also have a hidden dragon, which affects you more of a spiritual, your hidden self, don't get me wrong. But once you have the understanding of the natal dragon, I can give you the specific timing where you're going to be at your highest or at your lowest every month of the year for the next 12 months.
Okay, so we've got a caller here, Dr. Turi, and I'm going to let them come on the air here. It's at area code 928. You're on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Dr. Turi.
Oh, hi, Carrie. My name, I'm in Arizona. Can I give my name? I don't mind. I have nothing.
Your first name only, please.
It's Maggie.
Hello, Maggie.
Carrie, I do have a question for the doctor. Carrie, real quick, I came across Project Camelot through Out There TV from Kate and Richard, and when I got on your first website, I found all the previous video interviews, and I started watching them, and I didn't stop until I had watched every single one.
That's beautiful.
It was several days. I was so intrigued. I was born in 1955, and I'm an Aquarius. I feel very, very, I'm so stagnant. I'm becoming so enlightened and yet don't feel like I can move forward.
Sorry, going to commercial. If you'll just hang on, caller, we will have to come back to you on the other side of the commercial.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Warning. Warning. America. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun.
Okay, we are back on the air. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Turi, and we have a guest who is from area code 928 named Maggie. Maggie, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
I already got a question, and she formulated this earlier, and I have her answer too. If I may, Maggie, okay? First mm-hmm. of all, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Cancer, so last 4 years you had a mutual reception of your dragon, which means your dragon went back to where it was when you were born, and that is like stagnant. But as of March the 4th, the dragon has moved into the world of Sagittarius, and the head of the dragon in Sagittarius rules the codification of thought, educations, and anything that dwell with mental exploration. So what's happening with the head of the dragon in your wishes and your friends area, you have that very strong urge to travel, but you can travel not only physically, but you travel also intellectually. And this is why you had such a blast on the Camelot project, to read and to watch and to travel, because what you're doing is responding to the dragon, which wants you to educate yourself and upgrade your understanding and your vibration. Do I make sense?
Yes, very much.
And keep doing it, because there is much more coming your way. The dragon is only a few weeks old. That's just the beginning. So be prepared for dealing with foreigners, new education, reevaluating what you have accepted as reality, and educate yourself even more by listening and watching all the stuff that's going on with Camelot.
Yeah, I feel like I've become much more discerning, and
exactly.
I see underlying meanings in everything.
Yeah, so. Because you're getting enough information that will give you some of the answers you're looking for.
Okay, well, thank you very much,
Maggie. We're going to have to move on. We've got limited time here, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have another caller, Dr. Turi, and if you don't mind, I'm going to bring them on the air.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay, so we have area code 254. You're on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Dr. Turi.
Carrie, good evening, and Dr. because I can't pronounce that name properly.
Turi.
Call me Louie. Make it easy for yourself.
Okay, doctor. Basically, I'm at a crossroads. I was born November 1961, November the 1st. I'm
okay.
Scorpio.
All right. I did not have to tell me anything else. I already know. That's the beauty of having cosmic consciousness. First of all, I want to advise you that being a Scorpio, the tail of the dragon is your new house of death. And I already have two good friends of mine, one a student of mine and another one, the husband is dead. He went to sleep and never woke up, okay, and he was perfectly fine. And I'm working really hard to help her to go back to her spirit. And my other friend called me just 3 days ago. Her brother is also a Scorpio, and he lost everything due to the tail of the dragon in Cancer and his business, and he ended up in a hospital. He tried to commit suicide. So if you're born in November, you have to be very, very careful, because the tail of the dragon in the 8th house is going to affect your psyche, it's going to affect your finances, it's going to force you, hypothetically speaking, I repeat myself, hypothetically speaking, you will be forced to die and rebirth yourself. So the dragon is not a joke, it's very serious. When he was in my house of marriage, the head, I got married. 12 years later, when the tail was in there, I got divorced. So I'm not saying this just for the sake of it, because there is so many people talk about things. They talk about the moon. They talk about UFO. They have absolutely no clue what's going on. So they just get those information and reinvent themselves in jerks. So be careful. The dragon is serious. If you feel that you're going to get depressed, if you feel that you're losing hope, don't feed evil. Try to stay clear from anything that's negative, and don't sting yourself on top of that. You're a Scorpio. That's a very powerful sign. You're ruled by Pluto, the planet of life and death. Your way of regenerating will be obviously through what Pluto rules, which is investigation, which is also sex, which is anything and everything that dwell with the essence of life itself. So you're on for a bumpy ride for a while, my friend, but your will or the part of God in you is much stronger than the dragon. Never forget that.
You pretty much nailed it right on the head.
That's why I don't let people talk.
I'm going through. That's
I know, my friend. I know, but you'll be fine.
Thank
and I can
you.
Only suggest you to either become a VIP or get a reading with me, but don't stay like that because the dragon is just been there since March the 4th, and people do not understand what I'm saying just yet. So,
wonderful, Dr. Cherry. That was a tour de force. And thank you, caller. I'm going to move on to the next one.
Yes, ma'am. Good night.
So we have another caller, and I will bring them on here if you don't mind. This is area code 856, and you are on the air with Dr. Cherry and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. This is Jared from the band Alpha to Beta. It's actually just me right now doing a solo album. But I recently got my reading done, and the guy did the Vedic astrology, and as well as geo astrology. And at the end, he said that, you know, I'm not an Aquarius. My birthday is January 24th, 1980.
Well, probably read my newsletters.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But let me explain something, first of all. There is 85 different ways to do an astrological chart, okay? So stay with the professional and investigate your astrology before committing your psyche, because there's a lot of people out there doing this job. They need more help than you do, okay? So be careful. Yeah. Stay with people that have the qualification and the integrity. Now, as far as you're concerned, you were born, by the way you talk, you probably have Mercury in Capricorn too. You were born in the constellation of Capricorn. Your sun sign is Aquarius, and you're not just Capricorn when Aquarius, you are every single sign of the zodiac, but you turn and you flip into a different personality when you enter a different specific house, and that's where it gets a little bit complicated. All I can tell you is, if you had a copy of my book, the Nostradamus Dragon Forecast, you would have to read the characteristics and forecast for those born in January and the characteristics and forecast for those born in February. So you would have a full account of how the dragon will affect your double housing system. That's not an easy job. Again, your best shot would be just to give me a call, get on Skype, and we type everything and let me take care of you professionally. I also give very, very specific predictions and specific dates in my work.
Yeah, he was saying something, too, that I'm in it's a 28-year cycle. And that
Oh, gosh. All right. You have to remember, I use Nostradamus astrology, the great prophet, which is supposed to be the top astrologist of all time, didn't have a computer or a watch 500 years ago. So anytime you have an astrology that starts to talk about degrees and start to get into modern astrology methodology, you know that is an astronomer. This is not an astrologer. Astrology is an art, and you need metaphor, intuition, and you need sign. And visible, easily information must be coming out of the astrologer that is dealing with your psyche.
Okay, thank you very much, caller, and thank you, Dr. Turi. We're going to move on here. Okay, Dr. Turi, while I have you here, which we only have a few more minutes, about 15 more minutes of the show, perhaps you can talk a little bit about where you think Africa and is on the tail of the dragon, so to speak.
Well, Africa will be touched by the world of Sagittarius. The dragons, we've been discussing the tale of the dragon and all this nefarious impact. Gemini rules the bird, that's why I predict the bird falling from the sky and all that stuff, in full letters, actually, okay? But we didn't approach the dragon too much. The head of the dragon is the blessing for the world. And the Sagittarius rules foreigners and foreign lands, which means anything to do with the outside of this country, there is a full reevaluation taking place. Now, you see it happening as far as the age of Pisces is concerned in the Middle East, but Africa, Australia, France, or America are different entities that have their own dragon that is corresponding to the yearly dragon. So again, we're getting a little bit complicated in trying to give you fast answers. Don't necessarily
sure.
work this way.
I understand that. I do understand that. I'm asking you very general questions.
Yeah, but basically, what I can tell you is the key words on the head of the dragon is be ready to deal with foreigners, that would be me, or other foreigners, and be ready for a re-evaluation of your education. In other words, whatever you have accepted as reality may not necessarily be what you think it is, and you are going to be challenged by the new dragon in Sagittarius, by foreigners and by foreign countries, to raise the vibration.
Okay, but if you're, let's say if you're in Africa, that means that Africa has to get used to other countries also coming into it.
Well, you have enough intuition to actually you give the answer yourself. Yes, that's what it is. This is what's happening with France getting together with the ally and start to bomb Gaddafi. That's what's going on. The people want to have information. They want to live freely. They're responding to the dragon. Everything is changing.
Okay.
It's for good.
All right. Now we have some more callers, so I will ask this caller who is area code 310. You are on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Dr. Turi.
What is the name of Dr. Turi's book, and what is his website?
Which one? I have many books.
You mentioned a couple of them, and I just
I see. I would suggest if you become a VIP for $35, you're going to get two of my books for free. Of course, they are e-books, but each book is worth $30 or $35. So you already have in one book your VIP subscription. So if you go to my website, drturi.com, drturi.com, okay?
Wait a minute, how do you spell Turi?
T-U-R-I. T-U-R-I. You can Google Dr. Turi. I'm all over the internet.
It's also linked on my front page, projectcamelot.org. There's
even better.
A link for his website.
Then put your hand on, first of all, Nostradamus' personal dragon forecast, because you're going to read about your forecast and everybody around you, your kids, your lovers, your husband.
Yes.
You're going to get moon power also. All this for $35, two books and your VIP subscription. And I'm about to do the personal horoscope. I do the personal horoscope in transit for each sign of the zodiac once a month. So you're going to get this for the rest of the year. It's a super deal I'm offering for the Camelot listeners.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so
very good. Because
you have to remember, Tirania, that you are from the Camelot group, okay? If not, you're going to pay the full price.
Okay.
All right. So you
thank
can
you
call
very
us
much.
And take care of you.
Okay, thank you, caller.
You bet.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. This person is calling from area code 505. You're on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Dr. Turi.
Yes, hi, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I'm in a Gemini and born in 1945, and I've just been listening to all this and wondering if my feeling stuck has something to do with the dragon.
My friend, you have the tail of the dragon on you right now. If you go to my website and read predictions, you will read in big letters that if you were born in December or in June, your life is about to literally flip over. There's a lot of changes. You have the tail of the dragon on you, so it might affect the entire atomic structure of your body. It will force you into a new relationship. And if you're single and you socialize after the new moon, you could find a good partner. There is so many things going on. Just as I said, get the dragon forecast, get moon power, and your VIP for the entire year for $35. Just mention the Camelot. That's all you have to do. We take care of you. We give you that as a gift tonight.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay. Thank you, caller. And we have one last caller here that I will bring on the air. It's area code 416, and you're on the air with Dr. Turi and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I have this question that I've always talk to my friends about a lot, trying to figure out what has more power, astrology or your intentions, and how do they come together?
Yeah,
is it a matter of you have intentions on something?
Okay.
Stars align?
This has been answered earlier when I said that regardless of what chart you have, what dragon you inherited, the rising or moon, the path of God, which is your will, is stronger than the stars. But if you don't have cosmic consciousness, you're going to be a robot. You're going to be like 99.09% of the people walking in this world responding like a puppet to those stars. And instead of using your blessings properly and be very successful, well, you're messing the boat. Knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. Again, I repeat myself, mention Carrie, mention Project Camelot, get those two books, get my VIP newsletters for $35 and you'll be set. I'll take care of you.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for calling. We will be right back after this commercial.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Dr. Turi on the last 10 minutes of the hour. And Dr. Turi, if there's any area that we haven't covered that you would like to talk about, be sure to mention it, because we do have people calling in from time to time here in the last 10 minutes, but I also would like you to cover anything that you haven't already covered that you would like to say.
Well, I hope you have archives so they can listen to the show again. I'm sure you do, yes? You do?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Good. Well, I guess, you know, some people come in a little bit too late sometimes. But what I want to say is to be prepared. The two most difficult months for the year will be June and December 2011. Now, secondly, I can only go with the flow. The natural flow in this world is very negative. The mishandling of the superconscious is devastating. So I can only go and use that to prove to people that it does work. But ultimately, when I do a reading, for example, either on Skype or by telephone, everything is recorded, and I point out the natal dragon and the hidden dragon. And I remind people that is what science new discovery is all about the new constellation and the 13th sign, which has nothing been new at all. It's very, very old, but never been used by traditional astrology. And this is what I use in doing my prediction. I'd like to remind also your audience of those dates that I said earlier, which is March 28, 29, and 30. Which will be, the key word is surprise, explosion, and shocking news. Let's put it at that for now. Anything else, I would have to work with NASA to find the activity of the fault in case it is an earthquake. But chances are it will be an earthquake. I'm giving you a little bit more here, okay? The location, I'm not going to tell you because I don't know. I don't have the fault activity. Now, I'd like to, if at all possible, make your audience, Carrie, aware that God did not put us all on this world to end up a terrible, suffocating life. We are much more as human beings than that what is yet understood by our infantile science. We are very complex, very complicated spiritual machine, and we all have the gift of creation or destruction. There will be a time in the future when, again, astrogeologists of the future will make a good use of this information in terms of predicting natural disaster. And then when you're able to do that, you could save a lot of life. But first of all, the balance between the human technological achievement and the spiritual evolution has to be reinstated. Right now, we can go on the moon, we can use GPS, we can travel in a matter of a second to the internet, and in the spiritual side of humanity, we are still listening to a bunch of old schizophrenic, religious, poisoned soul that mess up the psyche of the children they manipulated. So that's what I'm trying to say. It's so very important to bring the balance back, to bring that justice, to free humanity's spirits from fear and ignorance, and make it a natural thing to do, to look above, like the ancient used to do when they travel through the oceans following the stars to give the good words of the Lord. Lastly, I'd like to also emphasize that Jesus' ministry was completely and entirely altered by the politically oriented churches that follow his mission. Jesus was trying very hard to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens, meaning, of course, the God which is talking through the sign and through the stars. And this is why, again, it is said in the Bible, I will talk to you, you won't hear me. I will present myself to you, you won't see me. One has to raise his cosmic consciousness in order to understand the magnificence, the divinity of our Creator, and finally working and learning to work in harmony with the stars.
this is crucial for humanity's survival. And we are moving in that direction as we approach the year 2012, which is the golden door offering by God to humanity to be more perceptive, to be more of a recipient of the truth, and to start to eliminate feeding evil by a bunch of talking heads that are committed to make money by feeding you with fears. So it's very important to be responsible and to start right now to refuse to participate with negativity and aim towards the polarity, which is the light, which is the stars, which is God, which is hope, which is the future.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Turi. That's lovely. Very well said. In terms of the future, in terms of 2012, is there anything astrologically that you want to talk about in terms
indeed.
Of what is going to be happening around that time?
Indeed, Carrie. The head of the dragon and the tail of the dragon will be moving in Scorpio, which is the sign of death. Okay? So as of 2012, for a year and a half to 2 years, that dragon will be into the most plutonic, the most destructive, the most powerful, the rebirthing sign of the zodiac. So if you think you've seen something now, wait until this dragon kicks in. But I hope by then I would have reached enough people and make them aware that we don't have to suffer the worst of this dragon, which is ultimately, by the order of the divine, imposing a rebirth to the world, to humanity at large. So that's what the year 2012 is all about. But with it, the opportunity to understand and to aim towards a more a different attitude, a more critical attitude, where we will become more aware of transcending forces that are not yet understood or used.
Okay, we were at the end of the show. I want to thank you very much, Dr. Turi. Could you give your website one last time and even the name of the book about the dragon?
You bet, you bet. I have, my website is my name, Dr. Turi. D-R-T-U-R-I. You can Google me. And if you happen to go in my website, please click on the astrological wheel. That will lead you to another website where I do all my predictions and I spend a lot of time every day.
Okay, thank you so much.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome. American Freedom Radio.